welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I constantly am just amazed at what comes out of the mouths of Republicans at the state level. I don't know if it's the fact that they try to prove that they can be more outrageous than their next counterpart, but it never seems to amaze me that they are always on the wrong side of things. I mean, here you got a Mike Gabelman, a former Supreme Court justice, who is demanding that many election commissioners go to jail. Just a ridiculous thought. Everybody knows this is not going to happen, but they keep pushing this ridiculous narrative more and more and more. And no matter how, moronic they look, they continue to jump on this bandwagon and as if this somehow is going to become a reality. So Wisconsin Republicans seek to jail more officials as part of the review of the 2020 presidential election. I don't know. Let's see. Sam, what are we in February of 2022? The election was in 2020. And, they're not backing up the calendar. Let's say they find irregularities, although they've been searching since the onset and since the election was ratified. Republicans, is not like they haven't stopped searching. They've been searching every day to find irregularities. And they found a few. And even the Supreme Court, which is controlled by Republicans, has made it clear that whatever took place, Joe Biden is president of the United States, and that's not going to be overturned. And that's Republicans who have agreed to that. So why do they continue this push? To me, that is just not going to happen. Assembly Republicans sought to jail chairwoman of the State Election Commission in Racine, a state elections commission, Racine's mayor and other officials as part of their months-long review of the 2020 presidential election. Who do we have on the line now?
We have L.A. Tom on the line.
Hey, L.A. Tom, what's going on, man?
First, Earl, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, Sam is in great hands, and her career will flourish with a great mentor like you, like we've seen Evan do and Stu and many others over the years. So thank you for passing it on to another person as well once again.
I agree. Couldn't have been an easier mentor. I really do appreciate that.
Man, thank you, but without guests and people listening like you, man, what is the purpose of it? And before you go any further, man, so here yeah. We are, almost 2 years later, and Republicans still are not accepting the reality. They are demanding that people be jailed with taxpayers' money. Man, is this ever going to come to an end?
Well, I'll tell you what, Earl, I really think that the Democrats need to keep the messaging simple. As we know, we have a real problem with messaging. And all they need to do is go back to the greatest president that ever was, FDR, and start taking back the word freedom, start actually speaking up. And we, the people, also need to have this education about who FDR was and how he welcomed their hatred from the big money groups. We need a strong Democratic Party to fight back and to say, you know, we the people are the government. This is your government, people. And you need to stand up, and you need to fight back, and you need to start voting and start doing things in your best interest. You're the ones that pay the taxes. So people like these Republicans that are just show clowns, they're just bread and circus for the rest of, I guess, media to be able to talk about. But they do, unfortunately, have power that, you know, teaches them that, you know, that can really ruin people's lives. And I really would love to see my Republican friends not look at it in terms of bipartisanship, because I think bipartisanship means that you're owned by the same donors. But I'd like to see the Democrats start taking a stand on what it is that we the people really should have, and we should be getting rid of the military-industrial complex, and we should be getting rid of some of those things. I would hope that Republicans would agree with.
Hey, Tom, I'm glad you're on the line, because I was definitely going to talk about this subject. And it's the fact that the United States Supreme Court is taking a case involving refusal to serve gay couples. Now, why is there even an issue there in a free nation? How is it possible, Tom? How is it possible that you can say in a free nation that I'm not going to serve somebody who doesn't look like me, who doesn't have the same gender as I do? Because when you can do that, then it's easy to go back to, I'm not going to serve anybody who's not the same color as I am.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to serve anybody who, you know, is not the same religions that I am. Why is this even at the Supreme Court?
Well, right. And the only thing I can say is that, number one, I want to do business with people that want to support my rights. So therefore, you know, I have something called glpages.com, gayandlesbianpages.com, that actually is people that advertise in that directory are people that support LGBTQ plus rights. And I'll tell you what, if these people, now I'm not talking about, again, private sector versus public sector, but I am talking about the fact that I don't want to be a quote-unquote victim and be like, oh boy, they don't want to serve me. I want to be like, I mean, I live in L.A., so it's a big place. You know, smaller places are different. But the thing is, I want to be in a place where I can say, you know what, I got a lot of money. I'm not going to spend my money with you. I'm not going
to
give you.
Yeah, but Tom, that shouldn't have to be the case. This is America.
Oh, I agree.
And people have a right. They have a right not to be discriminated against. And yet somewhere along the road, that was turned back. And now this has made it all the way to the Supreme Court, where people said, I didn't want to make a wedding cake for, you know,
a gay couple.
A couple. And that somehow it makes its way to the Supreme Court. Discrimination is discrimination. The laws are already on the books. Are they revisiting this, man?
Oh, because they have been taken over by the Federalist Society. They want us to go back to the Handmaid's days.
But they mean
have no choice.
Tom, they means us.
Well,
who've been
exactly.
Taken over.
And this is what I would say, Earl. I would love for, especially now that you're in the Waukesha area and you're in the Milwaukee area, that I would hope that a lot of conservatives, the people themselves, I don't think are bad people, the actual constituents. I would hope that they would start fighting because their rights will be gone next. You know, there's laws going on right now, or proposals where women can't even use contraception. So, you know, let's really, really be careful here what it is that we wish for. But the thing is, we need to get the people that are in power, especially on the right wing and the conservative side, we need to get them out of power, because they are not doing what's in the best interest of the average American person. And that includes any conservative Republican person that's out there. And again, I would invite my whatever you want to call them, on the right wing, to please fight to get money out of politics. Let's find that common ground. We can have some differences, but you know what? I'm sorry, but the liberal progressive perspective has a way of moving. The world ends up moving that way sooner or later anyway.
We actually make progress. You know, Tom, whether or not it is the fact that people don't want to support LGBTQ people because they are different, and then the next time is going to be, we're not going to support Muslims because they aren't Christians. We already have those kinds of divisions
in a nation.
You say what?
That's that slippery slope.
Yeah, it is. And maybe there are people who don't think that it's a big deal that the debate is happening now in the Supreme Court on whether or not you have a right to serve people who are different than you.
Well, Earl, you know what's too bad, Earl? What's too bad is that people don't get it until, you know, it's like a drunk. They don't actually start getting help until they hit rock bottom. I don't know what it's going to take for this country to hit rock bottom. But unfortunately, the way up is going to be a lot harder than it would have been if you would have solved it as you were going along.
Hey, Tom, it's always good talking to you, my friend. We got to run.
Congratulations, Sam.
All right, thank you. All right, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You tune into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.